And you could have missed that bombshell. The president's dick looks like Toad from Mario, and you could have lived the rest of your life never hearing
just not
that.
Knowing it.
In any other that's fucking crazy, year, yeah. You would have never, that would have not passed by you, mm-hmm. even for a second.
That's sick. I would talk about the Marvel TV shows because that's exciting to me.
I have an opinion on Marvel. What's, I fuck with that.
I did like
the Captain Marvel trailer drop.
Oh yeah, the Captain Marvel trailer. Lots of Marvel.
I don't care
news.
About that.
Yeah, I didn't. Really...
What I do care about is the TV shows they just announced.
Well, it was. I love how like in the article itself it says like, and you know, this is cool and all, but what you need to understand is that the actual movie stars are in it. So. Holy shit, right?
Yeah.
Look at this fucking... Look, this is fucking crazy.
They are the actual...
Okay, yeah. So the story... They just... This announced, like, I guess 3 hours ago. They're doing a Whoa. Loki and a Scarlet Witch TV show.
For what?
For network. Disney's streaming thing that they're doing.
Ew. A Loki show first?
Well, I guess they're doing both at the same time.
And wait, what was the other one?
Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Why'd they pick those two?
If you think about their targeting, like... it's targeting binge-watching teen girls
yeah.
who they love Loki and they want a powerful female character for
right.
a TV show.
Right.
I think it's brilliant. I think like the way their targeting yeah. is dead on. I think they're hitting their demos dead on. And if these are good, but this will lead to a larger cinematic television nanic universe.
Welcome.
Is that what brilliant means? More yes. TV?
So here's the thing.
Welcome.
Brilliant as in like if I was the strategist... insane oligarch
yeah,
that wants,
totally.
That's leads right. one of the five companies that
as
exists.
We all want to be.
That wants to dominate yeah, all
course,
media.
Right. What do you think
this
I'm doing here?
Yeah, exactly. This is the absolute
why I'm in LA.
Yeah.
Like I cry for the death of like diverse media, but at the same time, you gotta respect the fucking just the grind.
The homogenization.
It. It's frankly just astounding.
Yeah. It's fucking weird, but because I think for me, it's more I take issue with that they killed Loki. You know,
right?
And it's like. And it's just annoying because they're doing the comic book thing now. The whole these movies are fully comics now, where it's like now every time someone dies, they brought back Coulson, they brought back fucking Peggy Carter, where we leave her behind 50 years.
Right.
Whoa. But it's like no, we're not done. We're gonna go back and do 50 years, and we're gonna see them all again.
Yeah.
And we kill Loki. And it's like no, we're gonna go, but before he did that, we're gonna go and we're gonna watch what he did.
It really is just comic books.
And it's just the whole fucking comic thing. I mean, granted, we haven't quite gotten to like interdimensional bullet that sends you into a fucking separate world.
Sure. But also, like, I mean, oh well, actually, wouldn't he be exempt from resurrection? Or maybe not. Who knows?
I
who knows
swear
how they
to
wrap that
God,
up?
If they all come back, I'm gonna lose my friggin' Marvels.
Sure.
My Marvels.
They totally are all gonna come back. I don't fucking watch Marvel movies for that reason. And I definitely don't watch Marvel TV shows. I feel like it's all none of it matters. Like,
well, yeah, nothing matters.
Well, yeah, but nothing.
All media
matters, right?
is
yeah.
just something you entertain yourself with.
Media,
yeah.
nothing matters.
Yeah,
absolutely. What I'm getting at is,
but there are some movies that matter like tangibly more than Marvel movies matter.
So there's got to be at least a spectrum of mattering.
To who? To you, smarties?
No.
Just smart brain movie
everyone's
watchers.
Everyone's allowed to have their own specific
personality. My body as a human.
We just, for some reason, I don't know what you just witnessed, but for some reason, Tim and I decided to like argue. That we don't think movies matter. Like, both of us at the same time.
Yeah, that directly happened. And we were like,
it's important.
We
it's
don't,
important to
I suddenly
that.
Felt the need to
we
defend Will.
That's not a thing we think. It's just like,
I think it's important to take a step back and look at like your existential death dance and realize that you only have about 70 or so years on the planet.
Cripes.
And media is mostly about like filling that time until you fall into the damn grave.
But, I mean, are we going to really dig into, like, what, as far as your perspective and when something affects you and how that matters on a scale to you and your life?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, but emotions don't matter either.
Whoa.
In the grand scheme of things.
I thought we were talking about the Marvel Loki TV show.
Sure, okay,
but
yeah,
but that's
you're
the
right.
kind of shit that this, I think it's dark. I think I asked you, is that brilliant? And you were like, yeah, bureaucratic, you know, Illuminati,
sure.
666
well,
guy.
He didn't
it's
say
really
that,
brilliant.
But yeah. I see what you saw between the lines there. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we could rewind it, and that's exactly
play
what you said.
Play it backwards, that's what I said.
I do keep...
That's so fucking good. I think I was just saying, like...
That scares you.
That,
that scares
dark.
You that we...
Like, this whole conversation went dark very quick because we're thinking about the implications of just a perfect decision to captivate, again, the same thing I talked about the last podcast, like the perfect decision to captivate people who are too young to object to what they're watching.
Holy shit.
I guess so. I don't really
I'm a
mean
believer,
it.
Though, that you can Trojan horse these things where it's like, let's
right,
like
the perfect example of the good guys winning.
Yeah.
Trojan horse.
The Trojan
it
horse.
It actually is.
But you know what
I do know what you mean. Yeah.
Like you can use. They're gonna make a monetary decision every fucking time. That's how it's gonna work because these things cost a bajillion fucking dollars.
Yeah.
They're always gonna make it on. Are we gonna make it back? Are we gonna pull in more eyeballs? Mm-hmm. And then when the stupid idiot, like the creative people, get in there, and luckily when it's somewhere like Marvel where they actually listen for a fucking minute, mm-hmm. you end up with stuff like Black Panther stuff, and you end up with stuff where it's like, okay, if the great power and great responsibility is truly understood, mm-hmm. sometimes it is in these movies, in these big ones, they will use it to, make some form of something more emotional, something deeper, something
like social commentary. Like,
not even just social commentary. It doesn't have to be that far. I just mean like just emotional health.
I appreciate just watching the machine work under capitalism necessarily because it's like, mm-hmm. It's always going to have a cynical kernel to it because it's being made inherently for profit, right?
Yeah.
So stuff like Black Panther is clearly we have this conversation with Yusuf when it was on, like, you know, at the end of the day, Bob Iger and his white buddies are the ones who are making money from Black Panther, this movie that like so many black people have embraced as just being like a culturally very important movie to them.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be like that kernel of cynicism, and I guess until that goes away. I'm just always going to be in awe at like these guys' ability to like target their market and then go for it. I see what your objection to is the fact that like maybe it is targeting like younger teen girls that like to binge watch a little bit too much TV. Mm-hmm. But I also think that that may just be like a bias but some totally prejudice on my part, like looking at the ones they picked and just trying to figure out what demo they were shooting for.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I don't
Colonel
know.
Of cynicism.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to
welcome, cadets. I am the Colonel of Cynicism.
I'm the General of Apathy. The Colonel is the one who's welcoming the cadets.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to do very well.
He's so old. He's in a wheelchair.
See you.
Do you think they're going to unfold like Captain America shows out of these shows? So they're just going to start coasting on these teenage girl views until they hit the
base. Once they get to Captain America, they'll be able to do some good.
I don't think it's just teenage girl views.
He's the character
that's able to
make some commentary on the U.S. of A.
We all should have seen this coming. The fact that they were on launch saying, I mean, whatever, a year ago where they're like, yeah, Jon Favreau's doing the Star Wars show.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Star Wars canon live action show on this Disney streaming service.
No way.
So we all should have been like, well, then all bets are off. They're going to do this with...
Right,
everything.
But rights with the Marvel TV shows have been tied up in shit for a little while.
Which is why, I mean, it makes me wonder how legally does something like what they're doing sit when it's a streaming service that will probably, it'll have Disney TV shows, I'm sure, but like, isn't it mostly just the idea that the whole Disney archive is going to be in one place and now it won't be on Netflix and you'll be able to sit there and watch every Star Wars and every... Well, I think actually Star Wars are still up in the air. I think Star Wars movies won't be able to be streaming until like 2020 or something some weird.
Dude, if that's the year that it happens where you can watch the two biggest brands in American history
on one thing,
that's the year they should make Mickey Mouse go public domain. Okay, we're going to stop fighting for Mickey Mouse to stay our property.
Right.
We'll give the entire culture Mickey Mouse if we can have Marvel and Star Wars exclusively
Not as big a franchise as you think they'd be.
Good for me. At least it wasn't very.
What isn't as big of a franchise?
Star Wars and Marvel. Like they're huge.
They're
huge, but they're not like even as big as like say Pokemon. Like Pokemon still has made.
They don't make feature films.
I feel like they've just made.
In terms of like sheer amount of money made, they have made like more money than I think Marvel and Star Wars combined. To be perfectly honest.
Whoa.
Yeah, I guess that's true that Pokemon has a firmer grasp on the cerebrospinal fluid.
But it's also people talking about. And like the conversation is definitely around, you're right there saying like it's around Star Wars and Marvel. But I think like the financial ramifications of them being on the same place, not as great as you'd think, but like, yeah, culturally, people are going to be talking about
that. If not put Mickey Mouse in the public domain, they should make him fight the Marvel guys and the Star Wars guys in the same movie.
Absolutely. They should make at least
about a Star Wars Marvel crossover where like,
I think they should do a Star Wars Marvel crossover as long as Mickey Mouse is there.
They need to make a Mickey Mouse movie.
You're making the right move here.
And he'd
pal.
Be good. I think he'd be a Jedi.
He'd play the same role that he did in Fantasia, where he's like a wizard mad with power. And
that's cool.
Well, no, it's an evolution of his decision.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
But
all the mobs, mad with power. I guess
all the
mobs
are lightsabers.
Yeah.
I was thinking more. He's like crushing moons.
Yeah,
he's like gone mad with this hat.
He's just got a human body with Mickey Mouse's head.
Well, the hat is Vader's helmet, right? And he puts it on, and then there's like stormtroopers dancing around. And
I love dancing stormtroopers.
I like that you
there's
said, isn't it? Like,
I love Mickey Mouse with a Darth Vader helmet.
Have we ever talked about Disneyland? I think this is another Ryan Blewett point, but like, what is Mickey Mouse's personality?
No, I've tweeted this exact thing. I was like, Mickey Mouse he's a poorly written character, and he's not about anything.
But because he's not a poorly written character. He's a character that by fucking design was meant to be in the truest sense of a cartoon character who can be anything.
He's
anyway.
An icon. He never exists. He's three circles like, with a funny voice.
Yeah.
Right. Three circles.
Well, he's friendly. He's just friendly. I mean, more or less. Mickey Mouse cartoons are like more or less Bugs Bunny, but not as mean.
Right, because he's positive and
he's
gets
like
into
positive
trouble.
Cartoon.
Have you watched those fucking shorts?
They're
on
hilarious.
The Disney YouTube channel,
the Flash animated
Holy
ones.
Holy shit!
No, I'm not. Yeah.
They are amazing. The music rocks my docks. It's incredible.
If you know what I mean.
If what do you what?
Just that the music rocks your docks.
I would hope you know what I mean. It means that there's my.
Oh no! I do know what I mean.
My docks are on the water. They're at the edge of the lake, and the music rocks.
Mickey Mouse is like Bugs Bunny, just like back a level. They're kind of related, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's Mickey
by virtue of being cartoons.
Are you saying that because they both have ears?
Yeah. They're both rabbit cartoon icons.
Well, first of all, Mickey Mouse is a mouse.
No. They're both eared.
I'm with you, rodents.
Yeah, rodents.
They're both rodent cartoon mammal. Icons.
Sort of soft, just a sensual mammal.
Uh-huh.
Mickey Mouse.
Jokesters.
An electric
they are,
Pokemon.
They are. I think Mickey Mouse was originally a prankster, right? He was sort of a devious little pervert.
He was a sailor,
trickster,
so maybe.
Little trickster guy, stole the cheese, kissed
the
princess.
He didn't
sell cheese. And his name was Mortimer.
Right, Mortimer Mouse, and then it was what is his wife
that's so
was
funny.
Like. That's a stupid name, you idiot.
You're just like, you're like the angry face. He didn't sell cheese.
He was Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Speaking of Steamboat Willie.
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
No.
I was going to do. What were you going to say?
Speaking of just old franchises.
Hey.
I don't know,
man.
Speaking of Mickey Mouse.
Speaking of a pervert after cheese.
Okay, speaking of a pervert.
Yeah.
It's Reasonable Bee.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say.
My name is Tim Kish. I'm here with who?
Dominic John Farah.
And who else is here?
Pierce Campion.
And who else will join us?
Will Duncan.
And what are you guys?
We are Wrong Mode.
And Skak News. We don't know yet.
Sure. You're both?
We're wrong mode.
Right now.
It's an umbrella term.
What is it? Say it again?
Wrong Mode.
Wrong Mode.
We sell shirts.
We sell kind of raunchy, kind of inappropriate t-shirts.
Sure.
Like stuff that's like... The grass is greener under my wiener.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like
yeah,
that.
That's kind of a tagline we'd adopt. No, our flagship shirt said "I fuck bugs," and that was a it was a 2015 debut.
Sure.
How did that sell? Was that like a hot?
It's our top seller by far.
It's the most LA shit I've ever heard.
Probably sold 35 "I fuck bugs" shirts.
That
maybe
rules. Those are out there, man.
They're out there. Someone's kid is gonna find that in their dad's attic in like.
Right, and be sad. Like an adult man's gonna find his dead father's.
Yes,
we encourage everyone who buys the shirt to store it in their dad's attic.
Yes. Sure. It's gonna be vintage, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be buried in my I fuck bug shirt.
But yeah, we have an Instagram, Ron.
Love Dad.
We have new shirts every day.
No.
Are we that? Is that our business?
You guys are like,
never mind.
Whoa, you guys work so hard.
I wasn't thinking that at all. I immediately thought you were lying.
Oh, I was lying. Not new shirts every day, but so much good
okay
content.
We're going to give it 5 seconds. Take a second break. Blue, all right? Blue up. That's right.
Come on.
That's right, fella.
Okay, the episode's about blue cigarettes now. It has
talk
to be.
Talk about blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-stye.
Yeah, so we're a predator. We make content.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're influencers on a 300-follower basis.
That's cool. That's right.
And,
that's cool, dude.
Skak
News is actually the real mothership. That's the real thing we should be talking about.
You guys can plug it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no idea what we're doing.
No problem. I'll guide you. Just listen to me. Welcome. Today, we're talking about The Predator.
The Predator.
2018 The Predator. Shane Black film starring Boyd Holbrook, starring that kid that's in stuff.
Which one's who?
Starring Trevante Rhodes.
What else was Jacob Tremblay in?
Oh, he was in something recently.
Yeah, his name sounded
familiar.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in the Be Real Quiet movie? No, where all the monsters are going to get you.
Oh, Quiet Place?
Or else your John Krasinski is going to get yanked out.
Oh, Quiet Place?
Yes. I think he was in The Quiet Place.
Okay.
I think he was the kid in The Quiet Place.
Don't quote me on that.
So
that was not true at all.
I know I'm going to sound super stupid, but you were saying... So wait, I think I knew this when they announced this movie, but Shane Black, like, what did he have to do with the original?
He was in it, and he helped with the script.
Yeah, he was in it.
Okay.
He plays the first guy that gets murked in the very first movie.
That's cool.
And there's another guy in the movie who looks exactly like him.
Confusing.
Sure.
I haven't seen it since I was in high school, and I never...
Really?
I was never attracted to the Predator.
Can I just say off the top, I am a huge Predator fan.
Are you really?
Yeah, it was the first rated R movie I ever saw. I probably saw it when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And when I was staying at my grandma's place, when my parents went to Hawaii when I was like 9, 10, I watched that movie every night.
Holy shit.
I was Predator 2 was my shit. AVP was my shit.
So do you generally like slashery, like gore monsters?
Didn't grow up with any other famous slashers. Didn't grow up watching Friday the 13th or any...
Honestly, I'm the same way. I'm like probably not as big as you, but I'm a pretty big fan of the Predator movies. AVP included.
Yep.
And it's not... The slasher aspect has never been... I would never even think of Predator as a slasher movie.
Well, I meant when I said that, like people die pretty...
Dude, I remember seeing a scene from the Predator on TV when I was flipping through channels. First interaction I had with the Predator.
Uh-huh.
And it was the scene where the bodies are hanging from the trees.
Yep.
Sure.
And I was like, wow, that's fucked up. Like, I was too young to see that kind of shit. So the Predator always had a little, like, tinge of that around it. But then when I watched it, it was sick as fuck. And I don't see it as a gory slasher movie either. I see it as about that creature.
Yeah.
Monster movie.
I will say one of my favorite things about this movie, we'll get into all the things that aren't my favorite things about it.
About the new one?
About this new one.
Yeah.
Is that I have eternally thought that the Predator's design was weird. Mm-hmm. I think his head is too big and his body's too small.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they do the Mega Predator and finally his body matches the size of his head.
Yeah.
I was like, now we are rewriting history.
I think I'm inclined to agree that the Predator's head is too big, especially in this movie.
Especially in this one.
Yes, and I would forgive it in almost every other movie because the way the other movies are shot, the Predator's body almost always makes sense just because they can understand that this guy in this suit looks ridiculous, so they shoot him cleverly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this not so much. It was pretty much frame one, and it was like, look at him! Here he is!
Yeah, but yeah. I guess it could be explained in-universe by the fact that he's got human DNA. So he's got like a weird little body. He's a little tiny body.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never answered that, did they?
If every Predator had human DNA from the first movie, or if the Ultimate Predator is like the pure DNA version of the
Ultimate
Predator
didn't have the human DNA, or that we know of.
We just know
that the one that we had human DNA. Because they show him they show them injecting it into
him. Into the fucking brain or
as
whatever.
As a flashback or whatever. But yeah, I don't know if they ever clarify whether or not the Predator scene in the first two films or the Predators both had human DNA hybrid stuff going on.
Yeah, but that's all like lore shit.
That's all
like,
and they didn't do a good job of like explaining that.
Yeah,
we're
gonna get lost in the weeds if we like stick on.
I mean, this is an important thing. I think the first thing for me was like I just generally sort of thought the Predator looked a bit silly in this movie.
Okay.
I thought like when he was around, I was kind of, I wasn't scared. I was just like, okay, people are going to die now. Do you know what I mean?
When I see the Predator, I'm like, fucking cool.
This is going to sound like kind of weird, but like as soon as I was pretty excited about, reasonably excited about this movie from day one until I saw a trailer where it showed the Predator's helmet design. And I hated the Predator's helmet design in this movie so much that I was not excited to see the movie anymore.
Wow.
That's how tied it is to nostalgia for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get excited when he like smashed open the old helmet window thing?
Yeah.
And you thought he was gonna put on the old one? Did he put it on? I don't know.
No, he put on his helmet. The one with the crease in where the mouth is. I think what I like about the original design so much is that it looks like a gray alien, sort of like omniscient, big eyes, no other discernible facial features except for the eyes, which obviously creates like a really interesting impression.
If you don't know what they look like underneath.
Yeah.
Right. But I love that. That's like such a sci-fi thing. That's like a Doctor Who thing where it's like the cold mechanical thing and then you take the head off and it's like...
That's very true.
All the fucking tendrils.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But I was just gonna say,
I think like you see the Predator too much in this movie.
I agree. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is like from frame one, it was almost like interesting. Which when it started, I was like, oh, I don't maybe understand the Predator, because when it opened that way, I was like, maybe this is. I didn't think it was a wrong movie choice.
Sure.
I was just more like, oh, I don't know what they do now in these movies.
Yeah, but now,
totally
now
agree,
you're describing
man. That
the movie.
Shot.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
The opening shot of the ship landing, you're just like...
I was like, whoa, yeah, this is Predator, cool.
Yeah, it's okay. His ship, he's crashed landing.
It very much feels like it's taken a key out of, like, okay, AVP, more or less. Like, those are bad movies. But where we can take the Predator and we could just have him not... Now he's no longer this, like, stalking, omnipresent, scary villain from the perspective of humans. Because Predator is mostly from the perspective of humans until you get, like, those heat vision things where he's looking at them.
Right.
This was from the perspective of everybody. So, like, even to the point, like, where the Predator killing people was funny. Because we're so now we're like we're connected to the Predator as like a character we're following.
Right,
I think you're almost rooting for him when he gets the gun.
Yes,
and like,
as soon as he's off the table, I'm like, get this guy the fuck out of here! Like he's been wronged.
I would say that the perspective of an omniscient narrator ruins what is exciting to me about a Predator movie.
Sure,
I think an omniscient narrator or an omniscient force, omniscient direction side, whatever you want to call it. Like when Shane Black is calling all the shots and is showing you everything he wants you to see, not everything you should see to exacerbate what is interesting about the Predator, it takes away what I think is so interesting about the Predator, which is like he is the movie happening to the characters. Like
you're being hunted. That's the
And the characters have their own thing going on and the Predator comes in and totally changes that dynamic and now they just have to deal with the Predator. And the Predator is the movie now. But in this movie, it's just like the Predator is a character in his own
he's
film.
He's an alien.
Yeah, there's too many points of views in this movie. You follow like eight people.
I think that's a largely an editing problem too. I mean, it's also in the script, but the first 10 minutes of this movie are a fucking mess, dude.
You're going everywhere.
Like, okay, we open in Mexico. 2 minutes later, we're back, I think, in California or wherever the fuck they are. Yeah. Maybe Florida. 2 minutes later, we're back in D.C. Yeah. 30 seconds later, back in Mexico. Back to California. Yeah. Back to Mexico. Back to D.C. It's unbelievable.
Admit, though, that you expressed that when we were watching it, that it was flying through in the beginning.
Yeah.
I liked the speed of the beginning. I was like, yep, tell me the next guy. Sure. Who's the next guy? Where are we going now? Oh, there's the, she's the fucking, she knows space. Cool, bring her in. Like, I was so ready to just be like, all right, get me to the fucking,
give me the team.
Like, movie now. Give me the team. That said, I felt like by the end of the movie more, I started to feel, and it's just that annoying part of my brain that's like having written scripts before or whatever, I could feel his puzzle solving happen where he's like, oh God, I have so many people that I've now put in this spot. How do you deal with everyone who's in this spot?
The most
exact reason,
like the biggest proof of that is when the helicopter comes down or at the barn and it's like, oh, I guess like 3 hours ago you sent those two people to get a helicopter and they stole it so you can chase the Predator across America.
Right.
Like, okay, sure.
Yeah, I'd say like that's another thing where I think it's like a huge incongruence with what I think a Predator movie should be is like when it's all the speed and all this exposition and like all of these problems to now solve, and now Shane Black has to like do the math like how am I gonna solve all these crazy problems? Like the beauty of the character of the Predator is he solves all of your problems for you because he's a weird fucking perverted alien who just wants to make, like, he wants
to rip you up.
Yeah, exactly. His goals are so obvious, and they're also so alien and nonsensical. And Shane Black tries to make the Predator make sense, even though what's cool about the Predator is that nothing about him makes sense. You see him in a tree every once in a while. He's, like, healing a wound, and then he screams, and then it's like, oh, that was my introduction to that character.
Yeah.
He's healing a wound, and he screams in a tree.
Yeah. He's invisible.
Yeah. No, he doesn't...
It hurts.
Yeah, yeah. It hurts. It hurts when he heals his wound. That's all you need to know about
There's the scene when he's on the car. He has one of the loonies, and he, like, signals them to drop their guns. Yeah. That is such, like, an interesting scene, and then they don't explore that at all, because, like, I guess he dies immediately
after
that.
What was the thing about the naked?
What do you mean?
Did he not see her because she was completely...
No, Predator never attacks someone who's unarmed.
If you don't have a gun, they don't fuck... He never fucks with you.
Why in the sweet, glorious shit, when she brought that up, did that not become part of the movie?
Well, because I don't know. That's like a Predator thing that everyone knows. It's established crazy. Predator lore, but you're right. It's crazy that they didn't quite bring that up.
Yeah, it's crazy how the characters feel the need to explain Predator lore to the other characters.
And the audience.
And the characters don't even hear those. It's like Shane Black is telling the audience when he's having a character tell another character and then not even deciding that now those characters know this about them. Like, he's teaching the audience the rules and the characters are still totally in the fucking dark even though the characters are the ones saying the dialogue to the audience to get them to explain it.
I think that point, there's two different points in this movie that, that illustrate that. There's that right there where she takes all her clothes off, which, why?
Yeah. But, you know, I had the same feeling.
Which, why did they
have huge feelings about Olivia Munn's, like, the shit they did to Olivia Munn in that movie is
it was very
crazy.
Strange.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You could feel the hands.
Let me finish the point.
The warm palms behind
the hairy, the fucking
hairy,
bitch.
Clammy
yeah.
hands.
Yeah.
No, my point is that in that scene where they establish, okay, he does not attack if you don't have guns, and they don't verbalize that.
Right.
Meanwhile, later, way down along in the movie, when she's talking
yeah,
about
like
her no, like where they're in the forest, and he's talking about his autistic son and how like they're looking for evolution. The next stage in evolution is autism. It's mm-hmm. your son. Your son is who he wants.
Right.
They're telling you. That you didn't need to say as many sentences
was anyone
to let me
surprised
know that?
When they were
was
like McKenna
no.
we want McKenna
no.
and then it
yeah.
was the kid
no.
you were like well duh
yeah yeah yeah.
Like, that's that Futurama joke. Like, we want McNeil. Like, they think
what was it again?
But they will give him President McNeil, and he kills him, and they want the woman from that TV show that was on like a
that's
thousand
hilarious.
Years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that happened. It, that was bad.
Here's the thing. I
hated
I had a fun enough time.
Oh, I had a great time.
This was not Slender Man bad.
I laughed so much.
Yeah.
You have an emotional attachment.
I really
in that
do
it was,
have such a strong yeah. emotion. And I honestly, I don't want to feel Slender Man feelings about seeing Predator because they're
right.
so clearly different levels of bad
yeah.
and different levels of egregious to
say,
me personally.
I think for me, what wipes it all off the table, anything fun that I could say about it, he frustrates me because we've talked about this. Shane Black is this dude who, in equal measure, makes me uncomfortable because he's a 50-year-old film boy who never, like, didn't
well, 60,
figure out what was okay. 60-year-old mm-hmm. film boy who didn't figure out what was cool and what wasn't.
Yeah.
And it fully screams in this movie.
Yeah.
With the like eat your pussy joke and
yeah.
and the
Yeah.
Even
I don't
the,
think it's that egregious that I would be like I'm not necessarily offended, but it could just be, you know,
it's
white
just
guy,
more,
I don't really care.
Right.
But
at
the end like
it just screams it. Regardless of
yeah,
like
the vibe
regardless
of
the gravity of it, you just are so aware of the voice behind this
yeah.
fucking picture.
I think one
like,
of the
I don't want to
yeah.
believe that though. Just
no,
because
but,
there's some
it,
old,
dude,
there's some
it's
old
in,
man ass shit in here, but I think at the end of the day, like he does have like he still knows where the heart is. He still knows where the kernel of
no,
of hope
I,
is.
But I completely
I don't
disagree.
You know what?
All,
I gotta
yeah.
be honest. Maybe this is me fucking. I don't know. But I the, even the eat your pussy thing
yeah.
felt
I
like
hated
felt
that
like
line.
Telling. Making up that you had a sex dream about someone to like tell them that you did because you want to like wait like it felt like this weird like what I'm just like writing a joke like it wasn't me like I
oh come on I don't know about that
I don't
you,
know
you don't
dude,
think it's when... signaling to Olivia look I think it's problematic to have okay you got this female character in a room these five strange men now you're doing like this weird like joke that like puts her I guess like uncomfortable. Like it, like sexually
right,
bless uncomfortable.
Her fucking soul.
Yeah,
she
it's
plays these moments
fucking weird
she
so well.
And dude,
I liked her the whole movie.
No, her character is just problematic, dude. Like besides just that scene, like they're throwing her around. They physically
yeah, yeah,
pick
yeah.
her up
all
the time. All
the time.
They're throwing her around like she's a sack of potatoes. They like always give the kid to her. They're like, you have to take care of the kid while I go shoot people. It's just
yes.
like,
yeah,
he,
that
this
is
what
true.
I'm talking
when
about.
When she stuns herself and he throws her like on top, like front facing forward on
yeah.
the motorcycle. It's like,
that's how
weird.
We talk about Michael Bay. We talk about these fucking people that you're so aware. It's like, oh, your fundamental life view, your view of the world
yeah.
is askew, and it comes out a lot very
and dude, it doesn't even.
Frequently.
Can I just say
it's baked into it? It's yeah. silent. Like, it's not like it's about that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the only time I think. I feel the need to bring it up, but like the fact that Shane Black brought his friend on who
yes.
is a sexual predator and then made him do one scene with Olivia Munn and no one else.
Insane.
And the fact that a child is even in this movie is also so interesting because the child's character is treated with no consistency
yeah.
or regard for what an actual child
oh, yeah.
would do in that circumstance. Well, it's not as if he has any regard for children on a metaphorical stance because like he brought a child's predator there and made him do a scene with the female actress who he had no regard for during the movie, but then also the fact that it was a child in the like the movie's about childhood somehow.
Well, but
like,
it does that
look,
he
always
does
that
has frustrating
that kind of,
autism is a superpower
well, yeah,
thing
I
and
wanted
like
to get to
we
that
have to
in
get to
two
that
sec- I
yeah.
want to get that in 2 seconds but like he, I mean, even in Iron Man 3, like, he clearly has a soft spot for, like, the innocent little boy. Oh, that sounds fucked up. The innocent little boy as a platonic ideal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
like, I'm,
think that,
I'm
yeah,
starting
can't,
to get so...
Can an adult woman also be an example of a platonic ideal and not a sexual, like...
Well,
no,
she
no.
Was
I mean,
a platonic
no, stop.
Ideal
I mean, the platonic...
That.
Not, like, platonic as in non-sexual. I mean, like, the ideal of, like, an innocent little boy.
Remember
he likes
Plato
that, like,
did?
Concept.
Remember that word, platonic?
Sure. Yeah,
that's true. What did he do? Well, he made that.
I started out not, but I guess kind of being more on Shane Black's side. I want to believe that he didn't know the extent of his friend's crime, but like the more that I think about it, the more it's like I think he just didn't think anybody would find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's. That sucks.
Think, yeah.
That really, it just sucks, man. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. My problem is that, like, I feel like it's really painting reviews of the movie, though, because I feel like it comes up a lot in a lot of the material I'm reading about the movie, uh-huh. which is always, like, a frustrating thing to see. But, like, at the end of the day, I think I do get it. And that's where I wanted to see again to the autism, like, talking about the little boy. Wow, we need to stop that shit, right? Like, that is such, like,
well, cause it's so almost the little this boy weirdly, is autistic. It's the same thing of, like, haha, see, like, she can kick ass, too, even though she's a weak woman.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you can feel that, like, just...
Yeah.
Like, and you're just like, stop making a point.
Because it's just, like, dangerous,
it's
yeah.
like you're making a point that you don't...
Know how like, to make.
You making the point is what makes it offensive. Or, like, yeah. does that make sense?
I love gay people. Gay people kick ass. No, right. Stop.
It's another example of, like, this movie being about a kid with Asperger's who has superpowers and supposed to be the next step of humanity. Meanwhile, the punching bag of a character... twitchy guy like with Tourette's.
Okay,
but
so,
it's literally like we're gonna hold Asperger's up on this end, but we actually don't know what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Right,
we're gonna make fun of this guy with Tourette's so the whole
that's,
movie.
Okay, yeah, so, sure. I see what you mean. Like I inconsistent yeah. on mental illness or whatever.
I want to talk about to what extent the script demanded that child have a spectrum disorder.
Oh man, he did not need it at all.
And so think about like this is again like what I want to talk about with like getting inside the mind of the Predator in reference to like Predator 1, like. You think that you have, like, Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse the Body Ventura, and they're all hyper-masculine, they chew tobacco, they talk about fucking, and they just want to kill shit. And then the Predator comes along, and it's like, there is a higher level of, like, violent
yeah.
perversion and intelligence that American men still don't understand.
Yeah.
They may be really scary, but there is a higher, there's a cosmic level of
right.
that energy somewhere. And Shane's, and it's a perfect example in that movie, the way that that's executed.
Yeah.
It's a commentary on all that shit, because
sure.
the Predator is an example, it's a yes-anding of that culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Shane Black's Predator, it's like, if I was an alien and I saw that the Earth was getting ravaged by global warming, I would snatch up the autistic boy and
yeah.
take him into space with me. Like, yeah. how is that Predator's
There's like
brain?
Six plots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was
right.
just going
right.
to say, like, it's crazy we're talking about the movie Predator and we haven't even really talked about the Predator yet because we're explaining this Asperger's kid plot.
I think we talked about the Predator. We talked about,
bit.
Like, how he looked, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's
yeah.
like, why is this in a movie about the Predator?
And one more thing.
I don't want
to
see this.
I absolutely need to talk about why I was included at all, but... Just a note from within, like, the rules of the movie. Apparently, the Predators have been removing heads and spinal columns to collect the cerebrospinal fluid
right.
to get that DNA.
So
my question is, why didn't the Alpha Predator rip the autistic boy's head off
yeah,
and
right.
take that into outer space? Why did he have to, like, tenderly put him
in
an escape pod?
Yeah.
yeah. Like,
they did a bad job.
That he can launch out of at any time.
Forget story, forget... world perspective on a sheer just like monster, you know, bad guy, you have to stop the bad guy through whatever means necessary. It was so inconsistent with what hurt them, how you could win. Like
yeah.
I didn't hate the way they won. Like I didn't hate the like ganging up on them thing, but like when they were
Why
actually
shoot any bullets
against
yeah, yeah.
you're when, sitting there just fucking
when they were against
time,
the Predator
yeah.
finally, that shit wrapped up kind of quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
really
now,
quickly.
Like,
just and, because the script demanded that it would.
Here's,
yeah.
here's
yeah.
the thing is like, so what? He's coming into this franchise again. When was the last one?
Predators by Robert Rodriguez. Yeah.
2010.
I don't think it was Robert Rodriguez.
It was.
Okay. 2010, right? Whatever. We're 8 years in. We need, we're in
it was
the
at
age,
least produced by Robert
we're
Rodriguez.
We're in the age of, you know, soft reboot. Let's do it again a little bit. But like, this, it almost. Because it's like what you want something like this to do is to say a little bit more,
yep.
but be respectful of like it's almost like these reboots and when our cycle is whipping back around to like
yeah.
we like this again, you almost on purpose want to remember, okay, wait, we did go too far away from what this started as. Let's be what it started as.
Yep.
We're gonna strip it down and it's called The
Predator.
Predator.
Bare
like,
minimals.
Like and it weirdly like doesn't do anything. Like, it does a bunch of new stuff, but in a way that I don't think is cool or interesting.
Super blurry.
No,
I would
all.
Have thought, like, is not, even if I could look past as much as maybe you as, like, a hardcore Predator person might cringe at it or whatever,
mm-hmm.
But even in simple premise that a predator has come to Earth because he, as much as he's like the, you know, the big game hunter or whatever, it's like in that same moral philosophy of like, yes, but we are not trying to exterminate a species. We're trying to like, we're hunting them because they are intelligent and they're beautiful. Right. And fine, sure. I can get that that's his like thing. But then why was like the movie not this group of fucking idiot, terrible people teaming up with like working with the thing? And not that they needed to talk and not that there needed to be jokes or anything, but like the thing not like being there and it being very clear, okay, we're with this one, and then the bigger, taller one shows up.
Yeah, it was
and
you not got, clear.
I know that sounds so like obvious, but it's almost like with this, the low-hanging fruit on this on the core concept, I would have liked more than this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I sort of call bullshit on the idea of like the predator coming to Earth to withdraw the spinal fluid. Like, I don't think a predator does that. I don't think
No, they were just killing people. It was a trophy.
Yeah.
Take
so I think Shane Black got an alien and he was like, what do aliens do? And like didn't think about it as being the predator.
Sure.
And was like, I don't know, they go to Earth and like harvest DNA to make their race strong. Like, it just didn't line up.
Yeah, like why are they hunting? It's like I never needed to know why.
It's borderline not to be this and say it this way, but it is borderline the midichlorians thing.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
it's like you didn't need to tell me why they ripped the fucking heads out, dude. I didn't need to know that there was a scientific purpose of that.
There's a part at the end of this movie. I think it's one of the last beats in the movie where the predator's on the ground and he says, "What are you?" I think is the question he asks her, like, "What do you want?" And he goes, "Shut the fuck up," and he shoots it in the face four times.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of the whole attitude of this movie, right? It's just like big, dumb, hit you with a big blunt object.
And also,
and
dude,
to solve the problem.
Yeah, every other, I mean, you're making a different point, but it just reminds me, like, the fact that she said, "You are one beautiful motherfucker," when he's on the operating table, and they say, "Get to the choppas," when they see the chopper motorcycles. Like,
yeah.
Shane, I get that you know that this is a Predator movie, but you're not demonstrating it in any other way. Yeah. So don't use the fucking original soundtrack either, because it does not match the tone of this film.
That's true, but also the last Predator movie was 8 years ago. It's not like this is something that we're touching on for the first time since fucking, what, 87? Right? Was the first one. Like, if we're coming back to this, I don't mind the little winks and the nods. Mm-hmm. It was literally this decade.
Yeah,
so, like,
exactly.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish my sentence that I think stops... No, this was ages ago. What stops me from even... Let me be clear too. I know we've been really fucking digging into it. I was not miserable when I was watching this
movie.
Yeah,
me neither. I had fun.
I've had a fine enough time. I was interested.
The kills were
enough.
A lot of fun.
The kills were crazy. It was like fine. I was fine about it.
Thumbs up gag made me laugh.
Every single the thumbs up thing was fucking weird. But that was again another thing where it's like,
It's taking the piss of Predator a little bit.
He's using the Predator. Yeah.
Right. It's a little bit of a send up,
which is
called a parody.
Because that's what happens with the horror icons, right? That's like always, that's the kind of a
Freddy
thing.
Yeah, Freddy tells jokes now exclusively.
Sure. Fine. But again, at the core stuff of like who our main dude is, I don't want that main dude anymore.
No.
I am supremely, actively, violently disinterested
the protagonist
in
of
the good
movie?
Soldier sniper boy.
Yeah.
I am so over it. And not only that, but it is like so... When you put your movie, and he's the hero, and we're supposed to be on his perspective saying like, oh, what he says is right. He's our guy, right?
Yeah.
When he's the dude who's going like... You push me again, I want to snap your neck. And we're supposed to be like, ho ho!
Can I say that out loud?
He doesn't take shit, does he? Get that the shit out of my fucking big movies, baby.
Unless he looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger and he talks a lot less. Like, actually.
Yeah. You cannot pull that off.
It's incredibly funny to me that he's Alan Dutch Schaefer, supposed to be from New York. You know what I mean? Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's character is from New York City.
Right.
Okay. I just think beyond the success of his one-liners and shit and his charisma, notwithstanding, which I don't think was good anyway.
Right.
But, like, just the sheer fact that that's our dude and that's our voice in this really bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a poison. Sure. That's a fucking poison in these big movies. I'm so done with it.
Yeah,
stop showing me the dude who's like... And I have no problem coming back here and killing every fucking one of you if you
what
do this.
What the fuck
this.
Was his like, relationship
holy
with his
shit.
Wife?
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's clearly
even,
not
even
good.
That, oh my God, she, I'm like a little mad now. Because I think it was making me mad in the movie. But now I'm more like, I want to look him in the eyes and be like, dude, stop. You're making everything worse.
Yeah.
Like, we want to talk about, as we joked in the beginning, of movies don't matter. They fucking matter a whole lot when it comes down to stuff like this, in my opinion, because these things shape perspective. Some little idiot sees this movie and walks out.
Oh, I could talk like that.
The fucking the fact that the wife, as I call her, the wife takes the gun. And everyone goes, whoa, holy shit, she's got a gun. And then he literally takes it from her, leaves, and her job then in that scene is to say every good thing he ever did.
Yeah.
Right. Give me a fucking break, Shane.
Yeah, that was insane.
That blows.
The setup to that was like, so who is your husband anyway? Yeah. Tell us about him.
They really did a poor job. Yeah. They really did a poor job just establishing the loonies in general. Because I think that first scene...
What are you talking
about?
He had a handkerchief full of all of their trinkets.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, all these people that we loved. How funny was that where when he takes out the one and he goes, huh, so wait, he had this the whole time?
These are all my things.
Yeah. Right? I guess we just didn't see that before, but like, whoa, now we do see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Also, how
I feel bad for
them,
Boyd Holbrook,
like,
man.
And you're on the bus with the characters.
Right.
Like, where the fuck were they?
Well,
what I wanted
and I thought what they were leading to was that they were all lying and they've all seen it. Like, that's what brought them together.
That would have been nice.
And I'm like,
that's cool. That's way smarter.
What I was hoping for
is that because they were all acting the exact same way, they would all be the same character at the end in a Tyler Durden sort of twist.
Sure.
Right, sure.
Yeah, like, oh, we're all Shane Black. a whole group rushing into a room. And I say that, like, with love, because I do like the way he writes dialogue.
Dude,
it's a Sorkin-like love-hate, where, like, I like the way he writes dialogue, but fuck that guy so much.
What was it, 2016, 2017 was The Nice Guys? That was... probably my favorite movie of that year.
Yeah.
I fucking love that movie. Now
I really don't like that movie.
Structurally, that's okay.
That's fine.
We just never have to be friends ever again.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Like The Nice Guys with
Mark
Wahlberg?
I love that movie.
No.
I mean,
that's
no.
The good guys.
No,
that's
the other guys.
What the fuck is The Nice Guys?
The Nice Guys is with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. And it's set in the 70s. They're private eyes.
So
it sounds like a good movie.
It's cool. It's funny in ways that truly tickle me. But also has those signs of like deep misunderstanding of the changing world around him.
Right.
However, structurally, this is why I get frustrated, I think, with him specifically, is he will make narrative or structural decisions where I'm like, dude, hell yeah. If you look at on the page, if you look at the outline of like, hey, guess what? Now we're going to spend 6 minutes sitting in the bus with these people just talking to each other. Hey, guess what? We're going to spend 8 minutes in the house just talking with them. And they're going to have a fun, like I probably wasn't even that fucking long, but like I appreciated this movie was
buffer scene.
His sensibility was enough to give us, dude, them in the hotel room, in the motel. I was so impressed how long we were in there just like hearing them talk about the fact that they'd seen an alien and they had to go stop it because it's coming after.
That's true. Right. I did actually like that scene.
I like it.
I didn't realize I liked that scene, but I was kind of cozy in here.
This is, again, theoretically. I think when the bird's eye view, I like that. But then when in practice, the dialogue goes to the fucking gross jokes.
Also,
can I just say, in that scene,
the dude, one of the loonies with the magic card or whatever, do you remember him?
I forget
his name. He gets killed at the end. He's like the first to die. Just wasn't in that scene.
Where? Which one?
When they're in the room and she wakes up and it's the six of them looking at her.
Wait.
That character just is not in that scene.
Yeah, the British guy from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's absent from a lot of this movie.
I think
movie.
He was
Alfie
absent
Allen.
For shooting.
He was shooting Thrones.
Yeah. And they were just like, they won't notice. Like, there's seven of them.
He's having beer out with
it's
the bikers.
True, there were seven of them. I forgot Alfie Allen is in this, but you only see him every once in a while, and he gets his arm blown off.
Yeah. None of those characters actually exist, honestly. Like, why the fuck isn't that just two characters on the bus that he meets?
Oh, man, I hate when beef becomes this, because now I'm realizing, like, logical issues with the movie. Like, I'm not talking logically. That's not a criticism. I'm just saying, like, when we get like this, I'm like, oh, man. Because I really wanted to like this, and I thought I did, but you guys are starting to convince me otherwise.
I'm sorry that I'm going in Slenderman mode and just, like, only ripping on it.
No, it's totally cool, because what I wanted to say at this point was...
Slenderman.
They talk about... Sterling K. Brown has this line where he says they keep coming to Earth. They've come to Earth a lot, and that doesn't come in at all. Like, there's no reference to, like, the fact that they... And the fact that they've all seen it, or whatever, like, my theory that they've all seen it would tie into the fact that Well, even this thing keeps coming to the planet, but that doesn't matter in the context of the movie. That's just unnecessary information. Love the way he dies, however. I love anything that subverts expectation.
Like right, which is like, boom, he's gone.
Yeah.
And how did
just,
he die again?
He just gets fucks shot up.
It's so
he, like,
quick.
He's got the cool arm laser from Predator, and he looks to the left and then fires it into his own head.
Actually, a helmet laser, which I don't think has ever been in a movie before.
Sure. I don't think I noticed that he killed himself. I just thought he got, like, shot.
Well, that's I read some criticism that said, like, that's the problem with this movie, is that, like, stuff like that can happen and you'll never even notice. But that's the shit I loved about it. Like, the manic, frenetic pace of, like, big, ridiculous, gory shit happening.
Sure.
We're just moving the fuck on.
Maybe that ties into how quickly the loonies were, like, killing themselves. Like, at the end, one of them just jumps into a fan blade. Like,
yeah, right. And it's like, bang, 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 too. It's not even, like, Predator.
It's not the Predator killing people. Yes. It's just people killing each other.
It's Shane Black killing them.
Two people shooting each other without saying anything.
I could see how that's a commentary somewhere in the script. You know what I mean? Like, where there's even a line where he says, I've enjoyed watching you kill each other. And it's...
Right, sure.
Yeah, okay. So I have to like, do another laundry list real quick. The Predator should never speak English. Another fundamental misunderstanding of what that character should be, in my opinion.
Should always be a hard time to communicate.
Wait, real quick. Yeah. And then also just, like... This is, like, a broader point that I just feel like I want to make now. But, like, I think the first Predator movie is about, like, patience. It's a super patient movie.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 40 minutes for you to see the Predator. The Predator himself is patient. Every character has to learn to be patient to defeat the character. The most patient character at the end is the one who bests the Predator. Mm-hmm. It's, like, all about how carefully and quietly you can stalk the thing you're trying to get. And so in this movie, a manic, frenetic pace... is just like a big fuck you to what I think is so compelling about like the themes of the first movie. And the fact that every character has to be manic and the script itself has to be manic.
And like silly manic.
Yeah.
Too, not
and like so
it
manic
is every
that characters
character.
Like are like vibrating. Like you can see Keegan-Michael Key like about to have a fucking stroke.
Sure.
And the Tourette's character. Like how is this film brimming with so much energy when it's about a character who like has like a one heartbeat a minute.
Thomas
like,
Jane has worked a lot this year, by the way.
Yeah, I was happy to see him again.
He was in our last one too. All
right, so some shit I liked. I liked in the beginning. I liked the beginning. I liked the opening.
Sure.
I liked I liked the image of the guy getting cut in half by accident and the blood covers the Predator's face while he's invisible.
That was cool.
And then his eyes open under the blood.
CGI of his eyes? Insanely bad.
I didn't notice that, but I just thought, sick image, inspired image. Right. That's like early concept art. We're going to do this fucking...
Yeah.
Yep.
Boo. Yeah, check that out.
Yeah.
I also like, again, structurally, it tickles my fibers when a big part of this movie is like, and what if like, I don't know, they start using Predator shit. Like,
dude, you know what?
It does it enough for me. Like, even that first scene, I was sort of, that was when I was getting this vibe of like, oh, this is going to be different. This is going to be kind of cool where like he's in the bar and he turns invisible and he's got the little fucking, the sphere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, weird.
Yeah.
That's a cool, what are we doing? He's going to be using Predator shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with almost every sci-fi decision in this movie. I think like it could have been a really cool movie about an alien who comes to Earth to save the humans. And then the big bad alien comes like, fuck the humans.
Also,
and also all the humans are using the Predator or the aliens technology against this alien.
Yeah.
But the character of the Predator does not belong in this movie. Make a different, cool, quippy, frenetic Shane Black movie about an alien.
I agree with you.
So
because even in the shots in the beginning when he like, when the Predator is like flying, like how we keep talking about how you see him instantly, him like in the ship, it's not so much that it's like, oh, we only see him from behind and then we only see him in the woods and then like it is that, it is a weird philosophy to have a shot in the first minute of the movie of the Predator just standing up in a brightly lit shot and walk across
the
ship.
In their opening shot of the Predator, he's in a spaceship being the most alien he's ever been in his life.
Right,
where
like
he should be covered in mud
exactly,
in the forest,
yes,
like grunting like a pig. Like,
yeah.
I think you're right, Pearson, that this is a good alien movie.
But now here's the thing.
It's not the Predator.
Here's the thing is let's strip it back. Let's pretend, let's borrow another Ryan flavor of like you're in Burbank 3 years ago, you're trying to 2 years ago, whatever, you're trying to strip down what's a weird fucking cool, because Shane Black is very much the like movie starts, look at my dick, like look at my I will show you everything right now and I want you to like understand, like he's that dude, he's the original, he's the reason I read so many scripts that annoy the shit out of me, because he's the one who started that the cadence in screen direction of like, and that's right, the motherfucker has a gun. Like, he writes that in the screenplays.
Right.
So, fine. He's sitting down, and again, theoretically, when he's like, how do we open this? Think about what you know and everything you're saying about the Predator, and now imagine trying to spin these
in action lines.
Imagine trying to spin the stuff that you have a problem with into a positive when they're first talking about it. How it's like we've only seen this thing in the mud, and he's a blah, 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 blah.
And now it's like he's in a spaceship,
and it's like we open the movie, the Predator in a ship, and he's flying through space, and he's ripping through cracks in space, and he fucking crashes into a mountain, and he's beeping, bopping, boopins.
Yeah.
And then he escapes in a pod, and you're just like, what the fuck? This is the Predator? And I can imagine how when you're sitting down trying to come up with that, that's exciting because it's theoretically subversive.
Mm-hmm.
But really what happens is then this is that line of like when people say that they want something different, they don't really want something different.
You've already lost the lead.
And they don't want, it's a weird, franchises are weird, man. Yeah, Iconic characters are bizarre.
Yeah, well, I guess I just like, I want to occupy that space for a second. Like you are writing a scene where the Predator's in a ship and he's coming to Earth. And if you're asking the question, why is he coming to Earth? And the answer is because he's getting chased by another Predator and he crashes on Earth accidentally. And now he's fucked and he has to figure his life out before the other Predator comes to get him.
Yep.
I disagree that that's why he's in his ship. I think he's probably coming to the ship to do what he's always done, which is to hunt human beings for sport.
And there's
I had a thought when you were just saying this about, and we got to wrap it up after this.
Okay.
I'm going to say my last thing.
No, time flew.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking about how if this movie was there in the jungle, the Predator crashes, loses his equipment. The humans have the equipment and need to get out of the jungle. He doesn't have the equipment. And he needs to adapt to the new landscape.
Yeah.
That would be a fucking sick Predator
movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah, and it could even be the people who find it are like a group of PTSD-ridden crazy soldiers.
They don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know how to adapt to this
world. Way cooler.
I think that would be awesome.
That's a perfect
Predator movie. Way less complicated, too. This movie has three movies in it.
All right, we're going to bring this into
a close.
You
annoyed the shit out of me, though, real quick?
Sure.
You know, remember about like in the beginning it was about halfway through when the thing kills the other one.
Uh-huh.
And she says, what are they hunting each other now? I thought when you have a line like that in your movie, makes me think that's what the movie is.
Yeah.
So it's like to say that, how would you feel about that if you found out that ultimately what was going on was that they got bored and they're hunting each other. And now there are these bigger ones that they send after one that thinks it's going on a hunt, but no, you're not. You're actually the one being
hunted. Yeah,
that
would be sick. Even like, the other throwaway line, is that the male?
Yeah.
That would also be a sick twist. Like, oh, that's what the male looks like.
The Predators this whole time, they've been the females. They've been the ones out fucking...
It's weird. There's so much more we could say. We got to pack it in, though. We're in at time. We play two games before we go. First is, it's usually called three-headed. Now it's called four-headed. Movie critic. This is basically where we say one word, go around a circle until it's complete thought
about
the
film.
Don't
we usually do the phone first?
Do we?
Yeah.
We do.
I think we were excited about the extra head.
Yeah. Too excited about the extra
head. Yeah, you got really stoked about the head.
This one is called...
The Predator. So this
game... Predictive text movie review. Are you going to do it?
No, you do.
Explain it. Oh, okay. Basically, you type in the name of the film, which is The Predator, and using your predictive text, build a review about the film. Okay, go.
Put it in your phone. The name of the movie, then I guess is what you say. Put it in your phone. Let's see what it's going to say today.
I guess I kind of like the predictive emails. Like...
Yeah, when it's like it thinks that when you're getting back like your legal options, you want to be like, cool, sounds good.
I just did a really quick and easy one.
Okay,
all right, cool. All right, we'll kick it off. Pierce, you want to go first?
Sure. The Predator has had a good chance to be a good thing, but it was a little too busy trying to.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely.
Very similarly, the Predator is not in a good place, but it has a lot of energy.
Whoa! I mean, it's true.
That rocks.
That's a great one.
Mine is, the Predator has always got to be a true childhood nightmare, and I don't think we have the right to worry about that.
Wow. Mine's terrible. The Predator and I have a few questions for you about the other day, and I will get you a check for the next 2 months. It's always business.
Teams are amazing.
Always and every time. Check.
Always
paying
errands.
Someone to kill someone else.
The Predator needs me to go to the bank today. Because
dude, I love childhood nightmare. That
that was fucking crazy. It was because I don't know why after it's true, it was like childhood.
All right, well, and we're going to wrap this up with a four-headed movie critic.
Four-headed. You can't use the damn song now.
Yeah, I guess we can. Let's go four.
Are we the first double guess?
No, I think we've done double guess.
We've done maybe four people.
I
don't know about in a movie review.
Yeah, I don't think so. So this may be the first.
Sick. Right,
it worked well. I liked it. It was fun.
Basically, thank we're you. All going to yeah. say one word, going around in a circle clockwise until it's completely thought about.
Clockwise.
It's got one head. It's got two heads. It's got three heads, and it's a great.
Number one.
First.
The.
Rule.
Please, never, ever
have
a
predator
in
the
movie.
If I
see
one predator
in
this
movie,
I
am going
to
get real
angry
at
you.
All right. Was that the president?
A Shane Black.
The president of Fox, Fox like, yeah. giving the brief.
Yep. If I see one predator in this movie, I'm going to be really angry.
Number one, first the rule.
Oh my God.
Great subversion with angry. Like literally the place where it was going. You're like, I'm going to get real upset. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thanks
man.
For being on. We'll figure out what your group is called eventually. I'll put it in the title.
Skack News.
Wrong cool. mode.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'll do plugs in the
excellent.
Hell yeah,
man. Thanks again.
Shit. Thank you guys.
Cool. Dom, you have anything to plug? Anything?
You know, I don't.
I will.
I'm working on things and I can't and won't and don't.
Sounds great.
I'm gonna say the Predator with Adrian Brody's way better than this one.
Yeah, it might be.
Whoa! I forget that was that one.
That's what we're talking about. Predators.
Right.
That was the movie we all saw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Was I think good. I did. I don't remember.
Hey, if you like what we're here, please go to www.patreon.com/reasonablebeef. Give what you can. Any amount of money gives you access to bonus beef, which is our month-end podcast. Yeah. New one's coming up soon. That's the thing we do. Cool.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Thanks, guys.
I go.
Thank you.
I love give what you can.
Have a good night.
Give what you can.
Yeah, peace. Bye. Give what you can. Any amount of money gives you access to. Bonus beef.
I'm spooky. I'm tall. My muscles big of all. I've got the hair I like to scare. My name is the Predator. I like to dance.